今天的主题是贫穷可以成为富足。
Today's topic is the poor might become rich。
再一次感谢主的恩典，让我们能够来到主的施恩座面前来亲近主。
Once again, we give thanks to our Lord who gives us the opportunity to come to His throne of grace to be drawn close to Him.
如果大家有留意今朝早上正道的题目，是非常非常之宝贵。
If you have noticed, the title of the sermon this morning is really, really very precious.
个题目是贫穷可以成为富足。
It is the poor might become rich.
我再讲一次。
I'll say it again.
个题目是贫穷可以成为富足。
The sermon topic is the poor might become rich.
我相信世上每一个人都盼望我们成为富足的人。
I believe that everyone in the world wants to be a rich person.
有富足的家庭。
To have a rich family.
有富足的婚姻。
To have a rich marriage.
有富足的人生。
To have a rich life.
有富足的任何的环境。
To have richness in every situation.
所以今朝早上呢一节嘅经文其实非常之宝贵。
So this verse is really precious.
如果我哋真系当中能够有领受、有体会嘅话
，If we can attain it and if we can have true understanding，
啊，弟兄姊妹，紧紧记住
，Then remember，
人生唔应该系贫穷嘅
，Our life shouldn't be poor，
人生应该系富足嘅
，The life should be rich。
我盼望在正道之先都将今天正道的经文再一次读出来。
Before my sermon, we will read the verse once again.
哥林多后书八章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
找到我们一起读。
Let us read together.
然后请莫妮塔姊妹为我们用英文读一次。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear merciful Heavenly Father, we praise and give thanks to you.
奇异的恩典何等的甘甜。
Amazing grace, how sweet it is.
贫穷的人竟然可以成为富足。
The poor now might become rich.
是因着因主你的恩典、怜悯和丰盛的慈爱。
It is because of your compassion, your grace, and your abounding love.
愿我们今早上在主你的话语当中一同得着。
This morning, may we all attain through your word.
以致教会成为富足的教会。
So that our church can become a rich church.
每一个神的儿女成为富足的人生。
Every one of your children can have a rich life.
恳求圣灵在人的心灵里面动工。
May the Holy Spirit work in each of our hearts.
让我们一同得着。
So that we can all attain it.
我们祈祷感恩仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
如果弟兄姊妹有留意今日正道的经文，一开首的时候，使徒保罗讲了你们知道。
If you have noticed the passage for today, from the beginning, the Apostle Paul tells us that for you know,
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，究竟今日世上有几多人知道耶稣基督来到这个世界带来什么的恩典？
Brothers and sisters, how many people in the world really know what the Lord Jesus Christ brought us?
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
世上的人本来是贫穷的。
The people in the world are originally poor.
当然从圣经当中会讲到，自从人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯了罪之后，
The Bible tells us that since the fall of the first parents of human nature, Adam and Eve,
当人犯了罪之后，
After they sinned,
人与神隔绝，
Man was separated from God.
人和神的关系破裂，
The relationship between man and God was broken.
人本来是等待末日的审判。
Men are waiting the judgment on the end of the age.
所以人类的一生本来就应该活在黑暗、痛苦和绝望当中。
So the human lives are originally waiting for destruction and living in darkness.
但是想象不到。
But very unimaginable to us.
就好像今天早上所唱的诗歌一样。
As what the hymn we just sang this morning.
怎能如此？
And how can it be?
本来贫穷的人。
The people who are poor.
本来活在黑暗、痛苦、绝望当中的人，
They who were living in darkness and despair，
却因着主耶稣基督的贫穷，
but because of the poverty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我哋每一个属主嘅人都能够成为富足。
So that everyone who belongs to the Lord can be rich.
呢份真系奇异嘅恩典。
This is amazing grace.
因着奇异嘅爱带嚟嘅恩典。
This amazing grace is through the amazing love.
今朝早上我哋会喺一节经文当中思想三方面。
From one verse, we can put our thoughts in three aspects.
第一方面个焦点放喺富足与贫穷方面。
The first aspect is the focus on rich and poor.
弟兄姊妹留意经文嘅第九节，富足同埋贫穷呢个词汇出现四次。
If you have noticed in verse 9 alone, the words rich and poor appear four times.
换句话喺经文当中嘅神要启示嘅系关乎富足。
In other words, what God wants to reveal through the Bible verses.
第一部分会思想乜系真正嘅富足。
So the first aspect is that what is the meaning of true richness?
乜系真正嘅贫穷。
What is the meaning of true poverty?
弟兄姊妹，你系富足嘅人吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you a rich person?
我系富足嘅人吗？
Am I a rich person?
抑或我系贫穷嘅人？
Or am I a poor person?
你亦都系贫穷嘅人？
Or are you a poor person?
所以当中我哋第一部分会思想乜嘢系富足，乜嘢系贫穷。
So the first part of the sermon, we will consider whether we are rich or poor.
第二方面，我哋会思想富足成了贫穷系乜嘢意思。
The first aspect is that what is the meaning of the rich to become poor?
经文启示到耶稣基督本来富足。
The verse reveals to us that Jesus Christ was originally rich,
却为世人成了贫穷。
But for the sake of the world, became poor.
咁富足成了贫穷系咩嘅意思呢？
Then what is the meaning?Of the rich became poor.
同我哋有咩关系呢？
How is it relevant to me?
第三方面我哋会思想嘅。
The third aspect that we are going to think of.
就系贫穷可以成为富足。
Is that the poor might become rich?
贫穷嘅人点样能够成为富足嘅人？
How do poor people become rich people?
当我思想呢一节经文嘅时候，我觉得真系太宝贵。
So when I reflected on this verse, I found it's really precious.
如果我当中真系有领受嘅话呢？
If I have true inspiration.
从此我知道。乜嘢系真正嘅贫穷？
From then on, I understand what is true poverty.
乜嘢系真正嘅富足？
What is true richness?
当喺世上睇唔同嘅人嘅时候，
When I look at different people in the world,
我一望已经知道啦。
I can discern.
呢个究竟系富足嘅人定贫穷嘅人啊？
Whether this is a rich or poor person.
但另一方面，我会了解富足点解会成咗贫穷咧？
But on the other hand, we will understand why a rich person can become poor.
是不是我们可以学习的生命的榜样？
Is it a life example that we can learn?
最重要的都是贫穷可以成为富足。
Most importantly, that can become rich from poor.
不单我自己可以由贫穷成为富足。
Not only myself that can become rich from poor.
也都能够帮助这个周遭的人。
But I can also help the people around me.
贫穷可以成为富足。
For them, poor to become rich.
第一方面思想啦，乜嘢系真正嘅富足，乜嘢系真正嘅贫穷咧？
The first aspect, let's consider what is the true meaning of rich and poor.
世上嘅人一听到富足贫穷呢个词汇啊，
When people in the world hear the terms rich and poor,
好自然就系谂到啊，有钱定冇钱啊？
Naturally, they will think of whether or not they have money.
啊，有身份定冇身份啊？
Or they have a high status or not.
啊，有房屋定冇房屋啊？
Whether they have a real estate.
有生活享受定冇生活享受啊？
Whether they have enjoyments of life.
好容易，我哋会系喺呢个范畴里面去思想。
We easily think of things like that in these areas.
但系当圣经讲论到呢个题目嘅时候，完全唔系一回事喎。
But what the Bible tells us is totally different.
如果我哋留意耶稣基督嘅喺路加福音嘅十二章。
If we have noticed the teaching of our Lord Jesus in Luke 12,
他讲到人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
He has told us that the richness of life does not depend on material possessions.
于是提醒我们丰富和物质没关系的。
Therefore, whether we are rich or not has nothing to do with abundance of possessions.
去到启示录的给老底嘉教会的书信也都再提一次。
When we read the book of Revelation, the letter to the church of Laodicea,
老底嘉教会的信徒以为自己富足发财样样都有。
The believers in the church of Laodicea think that they are already rich, they have acquired much wealth, and they do not lack a thing.
本来这个在世人看来是事实的。
This is true in the eyes of the world.
但耶稣基督却给了他们一个评语。
But our Lord Jesus gave them a comment.
说他们是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身露体、 一無所有的。
But he told them that they are poor, they are naked, they are blind, and they didn't have anything.
於是我哋發現一件事喺聖經當中嘅啟示裏邊。
Therefore, we discover one thing through the revelation of the Bible.
富足同埋貧窮嗰個衡量點唔係用世上嘅金錢物質。
Whether poor or rich is not determined by materials.
聖經講到嘅富足同埋貧窮。
When the Bible talks about rich and poor,
是讲到属灵上,
it is talking about the spiritual level,
是生命上,
about life,
是真理上,
about truth,
是同神的关系上,
about the relationship with God,
都是同属灵生命有关系的。
They are all to do with spiritual and areas of life.
所以我们怎样去衡量一个人富足定抑或贫穷呢?
So how do we determine whether a person is poor or rich?
第一方面看他的属灵的地位。
First of all, we can look at the status of the spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你和我因信耶稣基督就成为一个地位富足的人。
Brothers and sisters,You and I, because of our belief in the Lord Jesus, we become rich because of the status.
為何我這樣說呢?
Why do I say that?
弟兄姊妹，記住我們信了主之後,
Remember that after we have the grace of salvation,
我們有尊貴的身份和地位。
We have a noble status and identity.
我们是天父上帝的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们是圣洁国度的子民。
We are a holy nation.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，这个在神眼光当中是一个最尊贵荣耀的身份。
So in the eyes of God, this is the most noble identity and status.
世上的人看看你是不是皇帝。
The people in the world look at you whether you are a king or not.
看看你是不是大公司的总裁。
Or whether you are the CEO of a big company,
或者是一个国家的首相,
or the prime minister of a country.
但原来在圣经当中的启示是讲一个属灵的地位。
But from the revelation of the Bible, it talks about the spiritual status.
因为原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
天地万物是一位宇宙的主掌管的。
All the things in the world is under the control of the creator of the universe.
如果我们同一个天地的主、天地的神没有一个关系的话，
If we do not have a relationship with the Lord of the heaven and earth,
其实我们是贫穷的人。
Then we are a poor person.
一个真正的贫穷的人是什么意思呢？
What does it mean for a truly poor person?
同神没有关系。
He has no relationship with God.
同主没有关系。
He has no relationship with the Lord.
也都等待末日的审判。
He is also waiting for the judgment at the end of the age.
所以当我们看说啊，究竟这个人是不是一个富足的地位的时候呢？
So if we want to determine whether this person has a rich status,
就是看他有没有因信耶稣基督得到这份尊贵、荣耀、圣洁的身份。
It depends on whether or not he has got this noble status because of the belief in our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，今天我们坐在这里的大部分都有这个地位。
I praise God that most of us who are sitting here have this identity.
慕道的朋友就要急起直追了。
For those who are seeking to know more about the faith, you have pursued.
早点得到这个富足的地位。
You have to pursue so that you can get this identity earlier.
因为这个真是恩典的地位。
Because this is a gracious status.
所以弟兄姊妹，你和我是不是一个真正的富足的人呢？
So brothers and sisters, whether or not we are truly rich people,
看看我们有没有因信耶稣基督得着一份尊贵荣耀的身份。
Depends on whether or not we have got this status of being rich because of the belief in our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二方面衡量我们是不是一个富足的人，怎样看呢？
The second way to determine whether or not we are rich,
就是看我们有没有一个富足的生命。
It depends on whether or not we have rich spiritual conditions of life.
弟兄姊妹，你的生命究竟是什么质素呢？
What sort of quality of life do you have?
就反映了我们是不是一个富足的人。
It reflects whether or not we are rich people.
如果我里面的生命是有真理、仁爱、公义、圣洁的话，
If the spiritual life in us have holiness, righteousness and love,
我就是一个真正富足的人。
Then I am a truly rich person.
如果我里面的生命是充满自私、贪婪、苦毒、仇恨的话，
If the life within me is filled with selfishness, greed,
我就是一个真正贫穷的人。
Then I am a truly poor person.
所以你看这个世界上很多人走出来生活的时候，
So if you look at a lot of people in this world,
究竟是富足定贫穷，
Whether they are rich or poor,
是看他内里生命里面的内涵。
It depends on the substance inside them.
当然第三方面，一个富足的人会反映在人身上。
The third aspect of whether or not a person is rich can be reflected on the fulfillment of his life.
弟兄姊妹，你和我都只能够活一次。
You and I can only live once.
你和我都只能够活一生。
You and I can only have this lifetime.
究竟呢個人生係咪真正嘅富足咧
？Whether this lifetime is truly rich？
佢唔係講緊啊，我哋賺咗幾多錢
？It is not talking about how much money we earn。
或者我係幾咁窮困
？Or how poor I am？
唔係講緊呢樣。
It is not talking about that。
而係講緊喺我嘅人生當中，我活得有冇價值，活得有冇意義
？It is talking about whether or not my life is meaningful and valuable。
對神對人有冇意義
？Whether it's meaningful to God。Or to other people.
一个真正的富足的人生是怎样呢
What is a life which is, has true fulfillment?
是一个爱神的人生
It is a life which loves God.
一个爱人的人生
Which loves other people.
一个见证神的人生
Which testifies for God.
一个荣耀神的人生
Which glorifies God.
一个侍奉神的人生
Which serves God.
这个就是真正一个富足的人生
This is a truly rich life which has fulfillment.
为什么我这样说呢
Why do I say that?
因为我哋一生过去之后
，because after our lifetime，
好多嘢都会化为乌有嘅。
Everything will disappear。
哦，弟兄姊妹，我哋即使曾经工作
，even we have worked before，
曾经赚咗几多嘅钱
，we have earned a lot of money，
有一日都会化为乌有嘅。
One day it will become nothing。
就好似圣经提醒我哋哦
，it is what the Bible reminded us。
我哋赤身出于母胎
，we come with nothing，
也必赤身归回
，and we can bring nothing to him。
究竟喺呢个短暂嘅人生里边
，in this short lifetime，
有冇真正嘅价值同埋意义咧
？Does it have true meaning and value？
对神、对人、对家庭、对婚姻、对父母、对儿女、对侧边的人，有没有真正的意义呢
？To God, to the family, to other people, children, whether it is valuable and meaningful.
我最近睇过一个医生的见证，都俾我好深的感受。
Recently, I saw the testimony of a doctor, which gave me a full reflection.
呢个系一个年轻的医生，在美国出生、读书、受教育，是华人嚟嘅。
He was a Chinese doctor who was raised in USA.
佢一个专科医生。
He is a specialist.
佢话佢初初出嚟做医生嘅时候，哇，好大嘅盼望。
He said that when he started his career as the doctor, he has great expectations.
快啲揾多啲錢。
He wanted to make a lot of money.
好好嘅享受人生。
And then he could enjoy life.
呢個就係富足嘅人生啦。
This was rich life to him.
啊，點知佢有一次有機會去到非洲嗰度。
But then he had an opportunity to go to Africa.
喺個戰亂當中去服侍嗰啲小朋友。
Where there was a war and he was serving the children there.
喺嗰時候佢突然間醒悟過來。
At that time he suddenly realized.
佢之所以成為一個醫生。
The reason why he became a doctor.
佢之所以仍然活喺呢個世界上。
Why he was still alive.
真正的意義是能夠幫助那些有需要的人。
The true meaning was to help those in need.
他在非洲工作了半年。
He worked there for half a year.
跟住他回到美國之後。
And after he returned to America.
他說他從此的人生改變了。
He said that from then on his life changed.
他說人生原來可以很簡單的。
He said that the life can be simple.
生活上的需要是很簡單的。
The daily necessities can be simple.
但我生活的裡面的內容究竟有沒有價值和意義呢
But whether or not the content of the life is meaningful and valuable.
他說我醫生的專業
He said that according to my profession.
是不是除了賺錢之外
Besides making money.
還能夠幫助那些真正有需要的人
Can I help the people in need?
於是他說從此他的人生觀開始改變了。
So that from then on his outlook on life started to change.
他仍然在美國做他的專科醫生。
He continued to practice as a specialist in America.
但一到假期的時候
But when he had a holiday,
他不是再想著去哪裡享受他的人生。
He did not plan to enjoy his life.
他背起他的背囊。
He took up his backpack.
他就去到非洲的地方。
He went to Africa.
繼續幫助當地有需要的小朋友。
To continue to help the children in need.
還有以前他找對象的時候呢
And also before that, when he tried to look for a life partner,
他說我一定要找一個漂漂亮亮的公主形象。
He said he was seeking a beautiful girl who looked like a princess.
但是從此之後他改變了。
But afterwards he changed.
他說我需要找一個配偶。
He said that I want to find a spouse.
跟我有同一個心智。
To have the same attitude as me.
背起我們的背囊。
Take up our backpacks.
去到有需要的地方去幫助當地有需要的人。
Go to the places where they have people in need.
終於真的神恩待他找到一個配偶。
So at the end, God was gracious to him to find a spouse.
那個配偶是一個年輕的女子。
The spouse was a young girl.
但是假期的時候他去到四川一些落後的地方服侍當地的小朋友。
And during their holiday, they went to Sichuan to serve the children there.
所以當兩個年輕人一認識的時候
So when these two young people met,
他們立刻 產生一份嘅愛情。
And then the love sparked between them.
因為佢哋內裏都有一份真正嘅愛。
Because they had true love within them.
從此佢哋各自都有佢哋自己嘅事業。
From then on, they had their own career.
但佢哋同有一個心志。
But they had the same aspiration.
簡朴的人生
they wanted to have simple life.
趁著仲有生命氣息
while they still have breath of life.
去幫助世上好多好多有需要的人
they wanted to help the people in the world who had need.
弟兄姊妹，佢冇賺好多嘅錢
brothers and sisters, he did not earn a lot of money.
但我相信當我們看到他的見證的時候
But I believe when we look at his testimony
我們會說這是富足的人
We will say that he is a rich person
他是富足的人生
He has a rich life
弟兄姊妹今天很多人會在世界上可能擁有很多金錢物質
Brothers and sisters A lot of people in this world They may own a lot of material possessions
但如果每天都活在憂愁、痛苦、恐懼、無奈、失望當中過生活
But every day they live in sorrow, pain, helplessness, hopelessness and despair
可能每日關心的就是等吃飯、等睡覺、等工作，其實很悲哀。
Maybe what they are concerned with every day is work, resting, and eating.
我相信這個是貧窮的人生。
I believe that is poor life.
所以弟兄姊妹，一個真正富足的人
，So a person who is truly rich
有富足的身份和地位
，can have a rich identity and status.
有富足的生命內涵
，have rich internal material in the life.
有富足的人生
，they have a rich fulfillment of life.
當然還有一個很大的富足。
And also there is another important.Aspect of richness.
就是富足的永恆
They are rich in eternity.
弟兄姊妹，一個很殘酷的事實
There is a very cruel fact.
世上每一個人有一天都要離開世界
Everyone in the world one day he has to leave the world.
但當我們進入永恆的時候
But when we enter eternity,
究竟是什麼境況呢
What the situation it is?
富足還是貧窮呢
Whether poor or rich?
真正的富足是什麼呢
What is true richness?
去到神永恆的角度當中
When we go to the eternal kingdom of God,
主耶穌基督的稱讚
we get the praise from the Lord Jesus Christ,
得到主賜的冠冕
and we get the crown given by the Lord Jesus Christ,
與主一同作王
and we reign with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一個人是不是真正的富足，何時才知道呢
Whether or not a person is truly rich, when will you find out?
在永恆的時候，沒人能夠逃得脫
It is during eternity, no one can escape this.
今日表面上擁有多少，有一天都會成為過去
Today, what someone owns from the surface, it will become a thing of the past.
真正的富足在永恆裡面全然顯現出來
True richness will be revealed totally in eternity.
但好可惜，好多人喺永恆當中會受責備。
But very sadly, a lot of people will be rebuked in eternity.
哀哭切齒。
They will have wailing and gnashing of teeth.
甚至乎喺永恆嘅火湖裏面。
Or even they are cast into the lake of fire in eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，呢個係真正嘅貧窮嚟㗎。
So this is true poverty.
冇人能夠逃得脫。
No one can escape.
所以求主幫助我哋哦。
So may the Lord help us.
喺神嘅話語當中提醒我哋咩係富足，咩係貧窮。
Through the Lord's word, we are reminded.What is the true meaning of rich and poor?
四方面
Four aspects.
有天父上帝儿女的身份
We have the identity of being the children of God.
内里有神儿子生命的样式
Inside us, we have the image of the Son of God.
有一个有价值、有意义、丰盛的人生
We have a life which is valuable and meaningful.
一个在永恒里面欢喜快乐的人生
And then in eternity we have a joyful life
这个是真正的富足
This is true richness
而且能够成为周遭人的帮助
And then it also can be of help to other people
真正的贫穷是什么
What is true poverty?
跟神没关系
No relationship with God
内里的生命很多的杂质
There are a lot of impurities in the substance of life
人生很迷茫
The life is perplexed
大家都活几十年
Everyone lives in here for few decades
有些人很无奈地好像在捱日子
A lot of people feel helpless
入到永恒又另外一种光景
And then it's a different situation in eternity
所以求主帮助我们
So may the Lord help us
我们盼望以勒家每一个弟兄姊妹都是真正富足的人
I pray that everyone in Jara family is truly rich person
弟兄姊妹日子很快就过去了
Time flies
趁着还有今日
While we still call today
我们一个标杆
We have a goal post
我一定要追求成为一个真正富足的人
I must pursue to be a truly rich person
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us
但第二方面我们思想富足成了贫穷
The second aspect, the rich to become poor
究竟是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这个不是讲到说一个有钱的人成为一个贫穷的人。
It is not talking about a wealthy person becoming a poor person.
也不是讲到一个本来生命富足的人成为一个堕落的人。
It is not talking about a person who had fulfillment of life become has the fallen life.
富足成了贫穷是讲耶稣基督一种生命的流露。
The rich to become poor, it is talking about the manifestation of life of our Lord Jesus.
是我们今天很需要学
This is something we need to learn today.
耶稣基督本来是一个富足的神。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is a God who is rich.
他全然的圣洁，全然的公义。
He is perfectly holy and righteous.
他本来在天上的荣耀的宝座里面接受永恒的敬拜。
He was in the throne in heaven to receive glory.
他却甘心乐意为到世上神所爱的人。
But he willingly, because of the people in the world,
而成为贫穷。
He became poor.
意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
因为世人都活在真正的贫穷当中。
Because everyone in the world lives in true poverty.
没人能够逃得脱这种现象。
No one can escape from this situation.
但神爱世人，
But because God loves the world,
祂希望世上的人由贫穷变成富足。
He wants everyone in the world to become rich from poor.
于是耶稣基督来成就这份的救恩。
So Jesus Christ came to accomplish this salvation.
但祂必须首先要牺牲舍弃一切。
But first of all, he had to sacrifice and give up everything.
放弃了天上的尊荣。
He had to give up the glory in the heaven.
成为卑微的人。
To becomea humble human being.
在世上承担痛苦。
And then in the world, he took up all the sufferings.
最后舍身十架。
At the end, he laid his life on the cross.
因为他盼望世上的人，因为他牺牲而得着那份基督的恩典。
He desired that through his promise, everyone can have the grace from him.
所以富足成了贫穷的意义就出来了。
So that the meaning of the rich to become poor is now apparent.
是讲我们本来富足的。
It is talking about we are originally rich,
但是为了所爱的人，
but because of the people we love,
我们盼望我们得到好处，
we hope that they can have the benefit,
盼望他得到恩典，
we hope that they have the grace,
于是我们牺牲，
so that we sacrifice,
于是我们舍弃，
so that we give up,
于是我们付上代价，
so that we pay the price,
目的就是要所爱的人得益处，
the purpose is to let the people who we love to have the benefits,
所以富足成了贫穷的属灵意义就出来了。
So that now we know the spiritual meaning of the rich to become poor.
耶稣基督是这个生命的榜样。
Jesus Christ is the example of the life.
他本来富足，
He was rich,
却为世上的人成了贫穷。
But because of the people in the world, he became poor.
目的就是要一班原本贫穷的人能够成为富足的人。
The purpose was to let these people who were poor to become rich.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们能不能够在主耶稣基督这个生命的榜样上有所学习呢？
Brothers and sisters, can we learn from this life example of our Lord Jesus Christ?
第一，今天你和我是不是一个真正的富足的人呢？
First of all, you and I, are we truly rich people?
第二，我们有没有为因着爱而常常为到我们所爱的人由富足成了贫穷？
Secondly, have we ever, becauseOf love, we are willing to sacrifice and become poor.
弟兄姊妹，我们细心思量啊。
If you think carefully,
有没有为我们的父母富足成了贫穷？
Have we ever, for the sake of our parents, we have become poor from rich?
有没有为我们的家庭、婚姻、儿女，我们富足而成了贫穷？
For our family and children, have we ever did anything?
意思就是我们愿意牺牲，付上代价。
The meaning is whether we are willing to sacrifice and pay the price.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从主耶稣基督这个生命的流露里面有所学习和思想。
From the manifestation of life from our Lord Jesus Christ, we can take this as an example.
第三方面我们思想的就是贫穷可以成为富足。
The third aspect is that the poor might become rich.
我顶住会世上没有一个人能够靠自己的能力、智慧、聪明，贫穷成为富足。
No one in the world can depend on his wisdom and intelligence to become rich.
人类的悲哀是乜嘢
？What is woeful in human lives？
喺我哋嘅一生里面，由出生到离世。
In throughout our whole life, since we were born until we die.
其实我哋无可逃避，我哋真系一个真正贫穷嘅人。
We can't deny that we are truly poor people.
可能有時生活上都冇缺乏嘅。
Sometimes we don't lack anything in our daily necessities.
但好可惜，生命缺乏。
But sadly, we lack something in our life.
人生空虛。
We do not find meaning in our life.
亦都同主冇關係。
And we don't have any relationship with God.
但呢種情況唔能夠改變。
But this situation can't be changed.
但係好特別嘅地方，神有一個恩典公義嘅原則。
But there is something very special. God has a principle of righteousness and grace.
就係嗰啲貧窮嘅人點樣能夠成為富足嘅人呢
？How can they become rich？
嗰啲本來滅亡嘅人點解會成為擁有永生嘅人呢
？The people who are going for destruction, how can they attain eternal life？
我哋睇羅馬書嘅五章十八十九節就知道。
If we read Romans chapter 5 verses 18-19，
講咗神一個公義嘅原則
，tell us a principle of God's righteousness，
亦都係一個恩典嘅原則。
And it is a principle of His grace。
係乜嘢呢
？What is it？
就係佢形容到當亞當夏娃犯罪嘅時候。
It tells us that when Adam and Eve sinned,
罪從一人入世界。
Sin came to this world from one man.
於是世上嘅人都受到連累。
So everyone in the world was affected.
意思係乜嘢話？當人犯罪作惡嘅時候
，It means that when one person sins and do wicked things,
我哋嘅罪惡會影響側邊嘅人嘅。
Our sins will affect the people around us.
但係感謝神嘅恩典咧
，But thanks to God's grace,
佢另外一個原則係乜嘢咧
？What is His other principle?
當一個人行善
，When a person does good deeds,
當一個人行義
，When a person acts justly,
當一個人順服嘅時候
，When a person obeys,
亦都能夠將份恩典帶俾周遭嘅人。
He can bring the blessings to the people around him.
耶穌基督就係呢個生命嘅榜樣。
Our Lord Jesus is an example of this life.
所以羅馬書五章十八十九節嗰兩節經文講咗呢個神公義嘅原則。
So Romans chapter 5 verses 18-19 tells us this righteousness principle of God.
因一人嘅過犯
，because of one man's trespass.
因一人嘅叛逆
，because one man's rebellion.
其他人受到連累。
Everyone is affected.
但因為一個人嘅行善
，But because a person's good deed.
因為一個人嘅順服
，Because a person's obedience.
世上嘅人亦都能夠輕易得生命。
Everyone in the world can be made righteousness.
所以因為喺神呢個公義嘅原則之下，耶穌基督嚟到呢個世界。
So under the principle of righteousness, our Lord Jesus came to the world.
佢由富足成了貧窮。
From rich he became poor.
因為佢嘅犧牲。
Because of his sacrifice.
因為佢嘅捨棄。
Because of his denial,
因为他的救赎
because of his salvation,
世界上每一个原本不配的人
everyone in the world who is not worthy,
原本贫穷的人
who are originally poor,
原本赤身露体的人
originally naked,
如果他们愿意来信靠耶稣基督的时候
if they are willing to put their faith on our Lord Jesus Christ,
他们就能够成为富足的人
they can become rich,
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就叫做耶稣基督的恩典。
So this is called the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他本来富足
，He was rich，
却为世人成了贫穷。
But because of the people in the world, he became poor.
因着主耶稣基督的贫穷
，Because of his poverty，
叫世人由贫穷可以变成为富足。
So that everyone in the world can become rich.
所以我哋要在这个世界上认识到，首先我哋自己一个贫穷的人。
So first of all, we must recognize that we are poor people.
但我哋盼望我哋成为富足的人咧。
But if we desire to be rich people,
冇其他路，只有一条路。
There's no other way, only one way.
就是嚟到主耶稣基督面前，靠着佢嘅恩典。
That is to come before our Lord Jesus and through His grace.
所以我哋发现一件好简单嘅事情咯。
So we discover one simple fact.
世上每一个人
，everyone in the world，
唔理你喺咩嘅光景
，no matter what situation you are in，
唔理你系有钱定亦或冇钱
，no matter whether you are wealthy or not，
有地位亦或冇地位
，whether you have got a high status or not，
有智慧或者冇智慧
，whether you have wisdom or not，
都唔重要
，it's not important。
重要我哋有冇睇到我哋自己系一个真正贫穷嘅人
？The important thing is whether or not we realize that we are truly poor people。
我愿意嚟到呢位施恩嘅主耶稣基督面前。
We are willing to come before our God who is gracious。
当我哋信靠主耶稣基督嘅时候咧
，when we put our faith in Jesus Christ，
我哋会得到嗰份嘅富足嘅地位。
We can attain the status of being rich。
当我哋亲近主耶稣基督嘅时候咧
，when we come close to our Lord Jesus Christ，
我哋会得着嗰个富足嘅生命。
We can attain the rich life。
当我哋跟从主耶稣基督嘅时候咧
，when we follow our Lord Jesus Christ，
我哋能够得着富足嘅人生。
We can attain rich fulfillment of life。
当我哋侍奉主耶稣基督嘅时候
，when we serve the Lord Jesus Christ，
我哋能够得着富足嘅永恒。
We can attain richness in eternity。
所以弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我哋嗬。
So may the Lord help us。
第一，从神嘅话语里面能够辨别乜嘢系 富足，乜嘢係貧窮。
First of all, from God's word, we can discriminate what is rich, what is poor.
究竟我今日係一個富足嘅人定係一個貧窮嘅人
？Whether I am a rich person or a poor person.
富足嘅人有富足嘅人生。
A rich person has a life which is rich.
有富足嘅生命。
Has fulfillment of life.
有富足嘅永恆。
Has richness in eternity.
貧窮嘅人有貧窮嘅生命。
A poor person has life which is poor.
有貧窮嘅人生。
He has spiritual conditions which are poor.
更加有貧窮嘅永恆。
And he does not have a richness in eternity.
當然最後喺呢個恩典嘅原則同埋真理之下，我想提醒自己，都提醒弟兄姊妹。
So under the principle of the truth, I remind myself and all of you here.
今日如果我哋真正爱我哋周遭嘅每一个人
，Today if we truly love the people around us，
我哋真系要帮助佢嘅话
，If we truly want to help them，
其实今日呢句经文非常之宝贵。
This verse is really important。
如果有机会同我哋嘅父母讲
，If we have the opportunity to share with our parents，
同我哋嘅配偶讲
，With our spouses，
同我哋嘅仔女讲
，With our children，
同我哋嘅朋友同事讲
，Share with our friends and colleagues，
我哋系同佢哋分享。
We have to share with them.
你今日係富足定係貧窮啊？
Whether you are rich or poor.
如果我哋貧窮嘅時候，我哋點樣能夠成為富足啊？
If you are poor, then how can you become rich?
我哋能夠話俾佢聽，耶穌基督已經由富足成了貧窮。
We can tell them that our Lord Jesus he became poor when he was rich.
因他所作出嘅犧牲，為我哋開咗條又新又活嘅路。
Because of his sacrifice, he gave us a new and living way.
就係我哋嘅。由貧窮可以成為富足
，so that we might become rich from poor。
盼望弟兄姊妹有呢個屬靈嘅睇見啊
！I hope that you can have this discernment。
我記得大概十年前台灣有一句説話好流行嘅，唔知道大家有冇聽過
？I remember that about 10 years ago there was a statement in Taiwan which was very popular。
因為台灣人其實有幾十年係突然間賺咗好多金錢。
Because at that time a lot of people in Taiwan suddenly became very rich。
當時有一個好有智慧嘅人講出咗一句説話。
At that time, a very wise person said something.
他說窮得只是有錢。
He said that I am so poor that I only have money.
我不知道你明白什麼意思。
I don't know if you understand this statement.
窮得只是有錢。
I'm so poor that I only have money.
即是人生除了有錢之外，其他什麼都沒有。
That means that besides money, he did not have anything.
生命貧窮。
Because he has poverty of life.
人生貧窮。
He did not have good spiritual condition of life.
家庭貧窮。
His family was poor.
婚姻貧窮。
His marriage was poor.
兒女貧窮。
The children were poor.
是很悲哀的。
It is very sad.
但世上的人不知道為什麼。
But people in the world don't understand.
但盼望我們今天在神的話語裡面能夠知道什麼是貧窮，什麼是富足。
I hope that through God's word we can understand what is true richness and poverty.
同埋我哋知道世上每一个人都有出路。
And also we know that there is an outlet for each one of us.
唔好再做贫穷嘅人。
Do not be a poor person anymore.
要成为一个真正富足嘅人。
You have to be a truly rich person.
享受富足嘅人生。
To enjoy rich life.
更将来一个永恒富足嘅地步。
And then in the eternity you have richness.
但系当然仲有一个原则，我想同大家会分享咧。
And also there is another principle that I would like to share with you.
因為如果喺呢個公義嘅原則底下，我哋生活喺呢個世界上嘅時候
，because if only under this principle of righteousness，
可能我哋今日側邊好多人係貧窮嘅人
，we will find that a lot of people around us are poor。
但如果我係一個富足嘅人。
But if I am rich,
我能不能够因着爱
can I, because of love,
为到这些我们所爱的贫穷的人
for these people who are poor,
愿意牺牲
we are willing to sacrifice,
愿意舍弃
we are willing to give up,
愿意忍耐
we are willing to tolerate,
愿意付上代价
and we are willing to pay the price,
因为在神这个公义的原则底下我们会发现一个结果
because under the righteous principle of God,
就是我们所作的不会徒然
we will know that what we do will not be in vain,
因为神纪念我们所作出的犧牲
Because God remembers our sacrifices.
因為當我們效法耶穌基督的榜樣
Because as we follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ,
本來富足
Originally we were rich,
卻為這些我們所愛的人成了貧窮的時候
But for the sake of the people that we love, we become poor.
弟兄姊妹，神會憐憫這些我們所愛的人
God will have mercy on the people that we love.
這是神奇異的恩典
This is amazing grace from God.
當我們犧牲付上代價的時候
When we sacrifice and we pay the price,
神看著
God will look at it.
神 紀念，
and he remembers，
以致神憐憫我哋呢啲所愛嘅人，
and then he has mercy on the people that we love。
我哋所作嘅唔會徒然嘅，
what we do will not be in vain。
舉一個例子，
I give you one example，
就喺舊約嘅以斯帖記，
it is in the Old Testament the book of Esther。
本來當時嘅環境，以色列民族要全部被毀滅，
at that time the whole Israelite race was going to be wiped out。
但當時嘅以斯帖皇后，
but at that time the Queen Esther
寧願付上生命的危機，
she was willing to pay the price of risking her life，
進入王宮去見皇帝，
he went into the palace to see the king。
今次我們發覺整個以色列民族的命運就改寫了，
and then we found that the fate of the whole Israelite nation。
弟兄姊妹，這個給我們一個非常非常寶貴的提醒，
this is a very precious reminder，
因一人的犧牲，
because of the sacrifice of one person，
因一人的付上代價，
because of the price paid by one person，
神紀念啊，
God remembers，
改變了以色列人的命運，
it changed the history of Israel。
今天也都一樣，
today it is the same。
我相信神這個恩典的應許也都落在我們身上，
I believe this promise is on us。
盼望弟兄姊妹不要灰心，不要失望，
I hope that you will not despair or lose hope。
一方面我們追求我們自己成為真正富足的人，
on one hand we pursue to be truly rich people，
另外一方面我們追求為到我們所愛的人，我們又富足成了貧窮，
on the other hand we pursue that because of the people who we love, we can pay the sacrifice to be poor although we are rich。
然後盼望我們所愛的人由貧窮能夠變成富足，
and then we pray that the people who we love can become rich when they are poor。
如果是這樣的話，我們就一同知道耶穌基督的恩典，
if that happens we know that this is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ。
盼望我們不單止知道，
I pray that we do not only know，
而且是得著，
but we also attain it。
但這份恩典是耶穌基督需要付上代價，
for this grace our Lord Jesus Christ paid a price。
祂必須由富足成了貧窮，
he became poor although he was rich，
我們才能夠有機會得著這份恩典，
then we can have the opportunity to attain this grace。
求主幫助我們，
may the Lord help us。
我們同心祈禱，慈愛天父，我們同心感謝讚美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you，
因為你賜下寶貴的話語提醒神所愛的人，
because you have given us your precious word to remind those you love。
我們每一個人都只能夠活一次，
each of us can only live once。
在一次的人生当中，
in this one lifetime，
究竟是富足的人生，
whether it is rich，
定义或贫穷的人生，
or poor，
求主帮助我们，
may the Lord help us，
开启我们属灵的眼睛，
open our spiritual eyes，
因为我们需要因信耶稣基督，
because we have to through the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ，
成为一个真正富足的人，
can become people who are truly rich，
也都在我们一生当中要亲近主和跟从主，
and then in our lifetime we have to be drawn close to you and follow you，
以致我们不单止知道这份恩典，
so that we do not only know this grace，
更得着这份恩典，
but attain this grace。
天父啊，求你帮助我们，
Heavenly Father help us，
帮助我们成为一个真真正富足的人，
help us to be truly rich people，
以致我们能够成为神你荣耀的见证，
so that we can be your glorious testimonies，
也都帮助世上很多的人，
and to help the people in the world，
其实他们是贫穷的人，
because they are poor，
他需要我们的帮助，需要我们的引导，
they need our help, our guidance，
以致能够来到主的施恩座面前，
so that they can come before the throne of grace，
成为真正富足的人，
to become truly rich people，
享受真正富足的人生，
to enjoy truly rich life，
并且有富足的永恒，
and then they have richness in the eternity。
恳求恩主帮助我们，
Lord help us，
我们在主面前同心感恩仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名，
our thanksgiving prayers and petition is in the name of our Lord Jesus， Amen。
请坐，
please be seated。